Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Het. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about somebody who sells a field. What is included in that sale? Mishnah says, Hamocheret HaSadeh, if somebody sells a field, Macharet HaAvanim, Shehem LeSorkah, he also has included within that sale automatically any stones that were going to be used in that field. What we mean by that is if there are loose stones, even stones that are not attached to the ground in any way, but they were set aside to be used to build a fence, then these stones are part of the field and they're not going to be removed. The Hiddush is, even though they're not attached to anything, they're considered to be part of the field itself. If there was a vineyard in the field, that is obviously included as well. But not only is the vineyard included, but they would have reeds that would hold together the grapevines. The grapevines had to be held up, and they would have reeds that would hold up these vines permanently. So these reeds are also included in the sale. Ve'eta tevu'ah, shehi mechubedet lakarka, also included in the sale, is produce that was still attached to the ground, even though this type of produce, even if it's fully ripe, fully ready to be picked, as long as it's still attached to the ground, it's looked at as part of the field. It doesn't have its own identity, and therefore it's included in the sale as well. We're now going to list things that are considered to be unimportant and therefore batil, nullified to the field and automatically included in the sale, even though they are somewhat separate from the field. If there's a reed bush that's in the field that's sold along with it, even though and only if it's less than the size of a bet rova, which is 10 amot on each side, even though this type of bush could be looked at as its own entity, its own little property, we say that it's not viewed as a separate field, but sold as part of this field because it's considered to be insignificant and unimportant. Ve'eta shomera she'ena asuya betit. If there's a little house, a little hut, that's for the watchman, and it hasn't even been plastered with clay, a person may think that it's important. It's still a house. It's its own entity. And therefore, it wouldn't be considered part of the sale. What we're saying here is, since it wasn't even plastered, it's considered to be so temporary that it is included in the sale. It's so unimportant that it's not considered to be its own entity. Same thing with a young carob tree that hasn't been murkav, it hasn't been grafted, hasn't been strengthened by mixing it with other types of trees. Betulat hashikma, and a young sycamore tree, these all are included in the sale because if they're growing in this type of field and they're not mature enough to be strong on their own, it's considered to be unimportant and therefore it's not considered to be its own entity, and therefore it's included automatically in the sale.